Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. First of all, I'd like to say a massive Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And secondly, most importantly, an even bigger thank you for all the love and the support that you guys gave me in 2023. I really do appreciate it. Just a quick touch upon this. As you guys know, the regular listeners out there, had a bit of a rubbish year in 2023 in my own personal life. And I did actually stop podcasting for a bit. And a few of you actually reached out to me to check that I was okay. And you don't understand how much I really do appreciate that. And it was enough to get me back on my feet again. You know, and I started putting the podcast out again. And I really do appreciate that. But enough about that. As you guys know, if you listened to my previous podcast, the first one of the year, I'd just like to do a quick look over the year, you know, and put some goals in place for 2024. So without further ado, let's do it. So the first highlight for the year was when I decided to jump onto Nando's Lake and do a short little campaign there, which turned out to be quite successful. I didn't think it was going to go as well as it did, and it did. And baiting up was definitely the answer to this. One of the reasons why I wanted to do Nando's Lake is because I had decided to drop my ticket on this particular club water, and I hadn't particularly done too much time on this lake, not as enough as I wanted to with the carp that I knew that did live in there. So I thought let's set my target for £20. The plan was always to do, I think I ended up doing, it was over like a 2 or 3 week period. It wasn't every night at all, but I was definitely banging out the nights. Might have only been two weeks. So I decided to set myself up a £20 target, which I achieved on the first night, which was absolutely amazing. And on that, you have to up it. So I straight away upped it to £25. And I ended up smashing that. And ultimately ended up getting a £27 out in this short little campaign, plus all the other carp that followed behind it. And as I said, what really paid off in that trip was the baiting up. So literally, I'd get down there. The first time I went down there, I literally just baited up not too much, fished on top of it, and then I literally put about 5 kilo of bait. I must have been 5 kilo of bait out on it. I did do a cheeky bit of, I'm not going to lie, I did a cheeky bit of baiting up, which you aren't allowed to do on that water. So I did go down there a few times, and I did drop some bait in really sneakily. And every time I left the session, I'd drop in a load of bait as well. So I ended up putting a lot of bait on two particular spots. And the main spot, which was the spot on the left-hand side, that really did produce the fish. Yeah, so we ended up with a lovely £27 common, which was absolutely amazing. And then not long after that, after all the excitement and buzz on there, I decided to take a little trip down to the Noisy Lake to try and catch some of the carp out there. Now, the plan was ultimately for 2023 was to actually do a lot of fishing on Lily's Lake, but that didn't quite happen. So we go straight back to the Noisy Lake, and it didn't take me long to find a really good spot. And we nicknamed it, I think Ben, it was Ben that nicknamed it. He gave it the name of the Honey Hole, because what it was in the corner of the lake, Had a loads of snags, actually loads of tree coming over in the water, loads of snags, loads of bull rushes, and there was a hole underneath this tree that went out. And it was the bushwhacker, which I talk about so much in my podcast. It was the bushwhacker that enabled me to place my bait in this particular spot, because there was no way you could cast in there. And literally, the carp that I started to pull out were, it was just like, oh my word, what have I found? I was pulling out 20s for fun. It was absolutely ridiculous. I was at that point that I knew I could go down there, and I knew I could catch a 20. Now, I haven't talked about it too much because quite a bit of this fishing was when I wasn't in a good place. And in fact, it is where I actually got my PB from this year, because I was catching so many 20s. I actually caught the same carp twice. It was about £27, and I think it's about 2 weeks later, it was at £28. And because I was catching so many fish on the upper 20 range of the 26s to 27s, 28s, I think I had a 29 out. I knew the 30 was coming because I knew there was a 30 pounder residing. I know, in fact, I know there's more than one 30 pounder residing in that lake. I know they're there. I've seen pictures of them. That's fact. So I knew the 30 was coming. And it was just only a matter of time. It just, in my head, it was coming down to a numbers game. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to share it because obviously you share it with your best mates, which in this case, I shared it with Ben, I shared it with Alex, and I shared it with Nathan, which we'll talk about Nathan in a minute. So I told Ben about it, obviously, because he nicknamed it the Honey Hole, and of course he wanted to have a go in it. Now, how did I feel about that? I didn't mind, to be fair. I didn't mind. I had a good thing going. In my eyes, I felt like I'd caught so many nice fish out of there. I knew the 30 was coming, but I thought, Ben, come down. I'll put you in it. Enjoy it. Have some fun. So he come down with me. He fished it about two or three times with me. He had a few. He had a really nice, actually, a really nice mirror, like a silvery mirror carp out. It was absolutely. Yeah, silvery mirror carp is absolutely beautiful and absolute stunner. I would love to have caught that one, but I didn't. So I shared it with Ben, but in the back of my head, I always had it in my head like, oh my word, what if Ben gets the 30 out? Is that gonna be it? Is that the one chance? But he didn't. And like, thank God, in the nicest way possible. And in the same sort of time I was fishing it, I actually rekindled my relationship back with Nathan again, my cousin, who I've talked about a bit now, and we've also done a bit of chub fishing in the last couple of podcasts back. And he'd never caught a 20-pound carp, and I felt so confident. I said, Nathan, I will catch you. Well, I will take you to a lake and put you on a spot where you will catch your first 20. And I brought him down there. Not only did he catch his first 20, he actually caught two 20s. So he was over the moon. So it was a really nice thing to do that, to actually share the spot with my friends. And I remember thinking, I was thinking, when is this spot gonna blow? When is it gonna blow? Because I was going down there quite regularly. I was putting the bait in, and I was having all these carp out and all these nice carp, and I was thinking, is the 30 gonna come? I'm getting through the numbers game, and when is it gonna blow? And thirdly, I was trying to hide it from everyone else down the lake because I'm not kidding you. I was going down there, and where people were blanking, I was catching. Not only was I catching fish, I was catching nice fish. And a few people did actually clock onto it, which is quite funny. Which we go back onto that into in we go back to that in a minute. And yeah, and I'll tell you that what happened. So I was catching all this carp out there. I shared it with Ben. I shared it with Nathan. Alex just didn't want to know, which is fair play. He said, look, it's your spot. He doesn't like, he likes casting, he likes finding spots, he likes putting out. He doesn't like always marginal fishing and the bushwhacker type of fishing. He likes finding his spot, doing big casting, spotting out, baiting, all that. So he wasn't particularly interested anyway, and like, you know, because he kind of wants to find it things himself, and which is fair enough, I respect that. So I shared it with these two chaps, Nathan and Ben, and I was thinking, is this photo gonna come? And Nathan was the last person I took to that spot. And then shortly after that, Alex went to France, did some fishing in France with Ben as well, went with Ben as well and a few other people. And I went down there and it was a really wet, rainy day. It was absolutely horrible. I was so wet. I'm not kidding you. And it happened. It happens. I caught a 32-pound 9 common on the spot. And it was one of the weirdest feelings in my life. I'd been chasing this 30-pound carp for such a long time. And because I never could figure out why. I couldn't understand why I couldn't catch a 30, because I was having I'm not a bad fisherman, I'm a good fisherman. I was catching all these carp all over the place, but I just couldn't catch a 30. And I was watching my friends catch 30s and it just wasn't happening for me. And I was just thinking, why is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And it happened. And the feeling was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing, as you guys can imagine. And what the funny and the weird thing was about it, because it was when it was in a bad time of my life. And sorry, I'm talking about this. I didn't want to talk about it too much. I remember leaving the lake so happy, but I cried because of where I was in my life. And it was just like, I knew I was happy, but I was sad at the same time. And it was such a weird feeling that, and I don't think I'll ever understand it. But yeah, we got it, and I was gutted that I couldn't share it with Alex. Alex most certainly wanted to share my first 30-pound carp with me, and unfortunately he missed it, and he missed the second one as well, which we'll get onto. So yeah, so we caught that 30-pound carp, and I carried on. I did a few more sessions down there, and this is when, this is when it got clocked by quite a few members down there, and there was a couple of new members that were down there. And because I'm a nice person and I don't mind helping out people, I was helping this one person. I gave him bait, I tied him rigs, you name it, I helped him out. He knew where I was catching from, because he saw me land a few fish when he was talking to me, but I never put the rod out on the spot when he was there. He asked me and I didn't lie, and I said I caught it over in that direction. I wasn't giving him everything, because I wanted him to catch. But I think it's important when you help people out that you don't give them everything, because they've got to do it themselves. Otherwise, they're not really going to learn. You know, I gave him bait. I told him the rig I was using. I told him the area I was fishing in. Yeah. So anyway, basically, I went down there. I think it was the next night after I'd spoken to him, after a few times I'd spoken to him. And basically, he started fishing my spot. Started fishing my spots, and just so blatant as well. I mean, I know it's a club water in the day and everyone's allowed to fish there, but it was fishing my spot, man. You know what I mean? I like to think there's a bit of common courtesy in the fishing world when you're on a club water, that if you know someone's doing well on a spot, that you kind of leave them to it. I do, and I know Alex does, I know Ben does. It's just that thing you do. I believe so. But he jumped in it, and I just thought, oh, well, fair enough. You know, I have helped you out. You know, jumped in my spot. Fair enough. You know, crack on. I've had my 30 out of it. You know, give it a go. So basically, what did I do? I went and found another one. I literally went and found another spot on the lake, and it was pretty much on the other side of this snaggy area. I ended up calling it Honey Hole 2, because literally I was putting it into another hole. And I was having nice carp out of there as well. It was quite funny. So I was catching carp out of there, and the guy, he knew I'd moved around to that side, because he'd come around, I think, the first couple of trips that he was fishing my spot, and he came around to me when left, and he was like, I just can't catch carp out there. What am I doing wrong? And I looked at his rigs again. I showed him, because I'd give him a rig. I had looked at his rigs because he used different rigs. I asked him what he was doing and like retold him again. And he couldn't seem to catch carp out there. And it was one day, I think it was like not that time, the time after, I felt so bad. I caught a 28 pound. It was 28 pounds out of that spot, which we called the honey hole too. And I thought, I really need a decent photo of this. And I felt so bad. I walked around there. And I said, sorry, mate, can you take a photo for me? And he come around and he couldn't believe it. That you know, because he knew I was catching, because you could kind of hear the alarms going off, because it's quite close. And he'd asked me, and I wasn't like lying too much. I just can't help but tell the truth most of the time. So I felt so guilty that I asked him to take a photo. And he said, oh, I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. And then not long after that, he stopped fishing it. And then it kind of left me in this thing of like, where do I fish, honey hole one or honey hole two? So I ended up just fishing them both for a bit and catching out of them. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to catch any more 30s, but I still had loads of nice carp out of it. And it was absolutely amazing. It's definitely going to be one of the biggest highlights in my fishing, most certainly the biggest highlight of 2023. So after that, I decided to jump a little quick go on Atkins Lake, and I did a bit of the surface fishing down there because that was the ticket that was finishing. So I did some surface fishing down there with Ben, did some surface fishing with Alex and Dylan, and that was great fun. And right at the end of the season, they were still having it off the top, absolutely amazing. And then I got my new ticket through, and I basically took a week off work to do some fishing, and I fished Rouse Barn 2. I think it was like three or four trips over the week, and I smashed it, absolutely smashed it. I learned something every time I fished there over the course of these 3-4 days. I learned that little bit more, and I was pulling out nice 20s, and I pulled out a 30 pound 7 mirror on one of the spots. It was I just couldn't believe it. I just felt like at this point in my fishing in 2023 that it felt like nothing was going to go wrong. I just was just catching carp and catching beautiful carp as well. Some of the carp I pulled out of Rouse Barn 2 were absolute stunners. So that finished on a high, went back to work. And then on the same ticket, there's another lake on it as well. And decided to go down there. And that's what we call the Silty Shallows. I did a couple of trips down there and had some stunners out of there, up 20 pounds plus. I think it was like 22, 23 pounds, really nice one. I took Dills down there. Me and Dills went for a day, found this spot, caught some really nice carp in it. This is the back end of the year now, so it was actually really cold. And I did hear it had some winter form, but the winter form really definitely was there, really was. Dylan's actually pulled out 26, 20, 27 pound carp that day as well. Absolutely amazing. Between us, we did really well. So a few trips down there, absolute stunners, absolutely buzzing about that. So I'm still on a high going, oh my God, I seem to be going on a different lake and then just catching all these nice carp. And then not long after that, we're pretty much coming up to the end of the year now. My rekindled relationship with Nathan, when I first restarted talking to him again, he said about he used to catch barbel on the River Gade. It was actually where me and him started fishing, but he ended up fishing a lot more of it when I ended up, you know, when you go your different ways in life. And he knew of and had fished this swim there where he was catching barbel and chub. And we've most recently been down there and we've been pulling out chub. No barbel yet, but hopefully the barbel will come. We're getting some nice chub out. And I feel like I go back and listen to them podcasts because you really will see me learn on there. Lots of things went wrong at the start. But I have managed to turn it around now, and I'm now getting bites. It's only taken me like 3 trips. I think that the first trip I blanked, I lost about 4 fish. And it's like ridiculous. But then the next trip and the trip after, I caught on both them trips, which is absolutely amazing. So that's pretty much the year. It was such a funny year to have, you know, to have such a low in my life and such a high in my life. Absolutely brilliant. So, what have I got planned for 2024? I've only got one thing that's standing out at the moment that's actually booked I said booked. It actually is booked and in the diary, and it's in August. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going somewhere with Nathan. We're going to a venue. We're going to catch carp, hopefully. It's a nice venue. When I do say the name, when the podcast does come out, you will have heard of it. So Nathan's booked that up, and he's paid for me, and he's taken me there. So that's going to be a bit of a birthday trip, because that's over my birthday. So that's going to be absolutely fantastic. I was having to think about targets. Normally, I set myself quite a few targets for the year, but I'm just only going to set myself. I'm going to set myself two targets. One, the first target is to have fun, enjoy my fishing, because that's the most important thing. Don't get stressed out about it. And the main target, I think I've got to do it. I've got to set my target of a 40-pound carp, which is definitely doable. I've got lakes that have got 40s in now that I'm fishing. We've got, at least the names. I've got lakes that would do that will do 40s. In fact, one's got a 50 in at the moment. So there's a chance. There's a chance. If you're fishing, you've got a line in the water, there's definitely a chance that that I could have one out. So I think that's going to be my main goal for the year. And hopefully the carp gods will bless me on that one. So anyway, guys, I think I'm going to round that one up here. Once again, I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you. I really do appreciate the support. If you want to support me a little bit more and you've not done so already, please can you follow me on Instagram, Crest Fishing Adventures Podcast. It does me a solid. I do upload photos on there. I do try and put some videos on there as well. I'm going to try and be a bit more on that this year. I'm just trying not to post everything, just crap on there. Just some nice fish on there, and maybe some nice little videos that I take of, like, when I put fish back. There's some nice ones on there from the Noisy Lake, actually, of when me putting some fish back. So definitely go and check that. But yeah, do me a solid if you give me a follow on there. I would appreciate that. So anyway, guys, I am going to end this one here. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listening to me. I look forward to putting more content out this year. I hope you guys join me on my journey. It's one hell of an adventure. Thank you for being there. You guys, absolutely amazing. If you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put plenty of fish on the bank. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Crest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.